Kufla Medalid. A goin of Shimon David Pinchas Atzal, Hayamal Belatria, Kitos Gedoyle, Nezezracha Belibayru. We walk around with a big mistake. We used to speak about this often with Dr. Pinchas. Important Claudia. Anu matimim es ha-she'ifes shelanu lemidas ha-tzlachoseinu. We limit our she'ifes to the extent of our ha-tzlacha. You see what he means? U'mikiven she'ineinu matzlichin mameshes ha-she'ifes, and since we aren't able to actualize our she'ifes, memeila anu makitninim gam es ha-tzipios ma'atzmeinu. Therefore we minimize, we make smaller the expectations we have of ourselves. So it starts with I have a tzipia, I have a she'ifa, I have a yearning, an aspiration. I'm not able to actualize it, and therefore I expect next time around less of myself.
But we can also do more than we can.
Why would somebody who try to do 10 feet and wasn't successful try to jump 11? Next time you'll try and jump 9. Yeah? You limit your she'ifas, which means you're connecting your she'ifas to your ability to achieve. Which sounds pretty normal, no? That's what I would have said.
Otherwise,
oh, so we'll see. So what's the mistake with it? Let's see what the tolls with it is. There's a tolls here. No, he'll try to jump 10. Yeah, but if he tries to jump, let's say he tries to jump 9 and he's not much clear. So he'll go back to jumping 8. We're not talking about the actual jumping, we're talking about what he'd expect from himself. I can't jump 9, so I expect from myself 8. That sounds like a pretty rational approach to life. He's going to show us that that's very irrational. That's the mistake we're making. Good. At least we've arrived at the mistake.
What is he supposed to think? Let's see.
We've got two separate meters here. We've got the actualization and the yearning and the desire, yeah. I have. Mm-hmm. So we regulate our ability to yearn based on what we can achieve.
But isn't it dangerous? Yeah.
Whoa! Let's just get clear what the mistake is, then we'll see what he says. I don't know. We haven't said what he said yet. First of all, let's see what the mistake is. The mistake is that I regulate my yearnings, my expectations of myself based on what I can achieve. So in other words, those two meters connect to each other. That's what he said is the mistake. Let's see, why is that a mistake, and what the solution to that? What's the correct dealing with it? And then we can start asking kashas about where the dangers lie. Anu manichin l'chaim l'zorem kafi shahem. We let life flow the way it is. I can jump 9, I'll jump 9. I try to jump 10, lo atzliach, because I don't aspire to jump 10 anymore. Mahalach ze goyrim la'adam lahaktin es atzmoy ves muhusoy. It causes a person to make small himself and his essence. Ubemokim shi yishoyf legadlis ulenetzoyreis hunasa mugbal v'kotin. He builds himself. He makes himself small and limited according to what he can achieve. Derech ze kamu elu nechona. This is not correct. We're still trying to see why not. Ha-hasogas v'ha-she'ifas v'ha-retzoynes nechshovim la-avoyde ruchnis bifnei atzmo. What we can understand and our aspirations and our desires are a completely separate avoider. And it has nothing to do directly with what you can achieve. It's a separate avoider. These are two separate systems at work. We're supposed to yearn and desire with every ounce of godliness that a person can generate. That's how godly you want to be. And then is Sheif Lagila Madregas Havasena Kadoshim. For Kach Amnam Limdenu Chazal. When were my deeds? I'm yearning, aspiring to be like Avram Avinu. When am I going to get there? Never. Okay, so then I'll just be happy to be me. So what's this chiyuv? What's this chiyuv that I have a chiyuv? Chayv Adam Loima. Chayv Adam Loima. Matay Yegia Maisa La Maisa Avoy Savram Yitzhak V'Yakov. If I have a chiyuv to get there, then it should have said a person is chayv to get to the ma'isim of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What's this chiyuv? Chayv adam loyma. You chayv to say, when will I ever get to Avraham Avinu? You're supposed to get there. You're not supposed to say, when will I get there? You're actually supposed to get there. Now, do I have a chiyuv to get there or not? If I have a chiyuv to get there, tell me you have a chiyuv to get there. If I don't have a chiyuv to get there, what am I saying? When am I ever going to get there? You're never going to get there. That's why we didn't tell you you have to get there. Otherwise, we would have told you you have to get there. It's a posh, okay? You understand the problem with this chazal? Zuhu shifoseinu loyla. This is an ongoing shif. You have to continue shoif to be like Avraham Avinu. Amnam. Einenu matzlichim ameshes ha-shifa. Nachon, you won't actualize this yearning, this shifa. V'rechaykim anu ma'amaseinu admod. And we're very, very far from the Avoseinu Kedoshim. We're very far just from the Chofetz Chaim. You want to know how far we are from the Avos Kedoshim? Just think about Rav Aaron Leib Steiner, who lived here with us in the same generation as us. Understand how far we are from Rav and Avaya. Never mind the Avos Kedoshim. That's a Chofetz Chaim. Reb Chaim von Lodzin said about the Vilna Goyin, he could have learned for another 1,000 years and he wouldn't have got to the ankles of the Tanoim. Chaim von Lodzin in the Dometry, the Sifter Tznius, says that Azal Loshen. Somebody once asked him, they said the Vilna Goyin was like a Tana, whatever. He said he could have learned for 1,000 years, he wouldn't have got to an ankle of a Tana. You don't know what a Tana was. Understand what we're talking about. As in, what's going on here? What's going on here? On the one hand, I have a shiifa to be like the Avos, I have a chiyuv to want to be like the Avos, but such I'm never going to get them. So I'm walking out frustrated, feeling like a failure, because I never was able to fulfill my aspirations. Ulamanu mitzapim ki yom yavo. We're waiting for that day that will come. Shebo novosha b'shua solomim. Vaz namamash es shifoseinu v'negil amailas avoseinu avon mitzak v'yakuv. That day is going to come. And those sheifas that we've been working on and building and developing will be actualized. When a gela mile sabosena Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, ben a time aleinu laamshich l'shoif l'kach v'lo l'arpot. You have to continue to yearn and desire for it and don't give up. First of all, the Vilna Goyin says whatever you yearned for and you weren't able to actualize, you'll get reward for. You had this deep desire to finish. Not that you lie in bed all day yearning to finish us and you don't do anything about it. You have to do the best you can, you know. You have to keep going up there and training. You've got to keep wanting to do it, knowing that you may never get there. You want to finish us and you yearn, whatever, but you are matzliach. You did, you couldn't, whatever. Besada, for that you'll get a reward. You say every day, Mizmo Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. What did David have to do with Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid? David had passed away years before the Chanukah Sabayis. Why is it called Bais David? We call it by some English Bais David. What if David didn't lay one brick? What's pshat? That's it. You ever think about that? Why is it called Bais David? It's Bais Shlomo. David never built it. He drew the plans. There are many different answers. I heard a Moedic answer from Yitzhak Kurze, Zechet Tzadik Livrocha, that based on this going, that your Ritzoinus in the higher world actually build the thing you're yearning for. So David HaMelech's yearning and desire to build the Mikdash was so strong that he actually built the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. Shlomo HaMelech just brought it down here and put the bricks in place. That's why Nebuchadnezzar, by the way, could only knock down the bricks. He couldn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It took Klal Yisrael to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, and then Nebuchadnezzar came and just knocked the walls down. Nebuchadnezzar couldn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash because David built the Beis HaMikdash. And since David had blood on his hands, the Beis HaMikdash could never be destroyed. That's why he couldn't build it, yeah, because then he put the bricks in place and Nebuchadnezzar couldn't even knock the bricks down because he had blood on his hands. They always learn that shlili. One second, let's sit back. It says David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because he had blood on his hands. So people learn that as a negative. Since he had blood on his hands, we don't let him build the Beis HaMikdash. The Mephoshim says, since he had blood on his hands, since he was so moist and effort for Klal Yisrael, that he went out there killing, got blood on his hands, and he built the Beis HaMikdash, could never be destroyed. And if the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed, Rachman al Islam. Therefore, David couldn't build it. But he built it in Shemayim. That's why it could never be destroyed in Shemayim. Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makrif kabonos on the Mizbeach every day ad hayom hazeh. The Beis HaMikdash that David HaMelech built in Shemayim is still being used. Danya, we don't see it because we disconnected from it. And therefore Nebuchadnezzar came along and knocked down the walls. Gavriel, it says, Gavriel's makrif kabonis lifnei Hashem. The whole shtick, all the money there, whatever. What is makrif? Nishmos Yisrael. It says Nishmos Yisrael. It says he's makrif Nishmos Yisrael. What does it mean? David HaMelech built the base of Mikdash in Shemayim. We don't even know what Shemayim is. About when you do things and you have yearnings, it's not just in order to actualize it. That's actually building things in a world called where things get built through yearning.
The basis is a ratzon.
Yeah. Very much so. But if you actually build something, you get schar for that thing that you built. Boy, no alamos.
Zut will say no mas khuben dabei es war der joi she gebonne bei samigdash bim heire bim meinu ve sham no of the khabir kemel und shman kemais ve sham dafke sham mei khu beim lave dot kho kefir tsonenu amiti they will be able to serve you according to our deep desires. Now we can't, but we still yearn. Ulakach anu maichlim umetzapim bekol ha'is. And that's what we're yearning for, waiting for every day. אדם יודע כי זו תפקידוי וזו מטרוסוי מבית אלוהים הזה בפרופורציות הנכונות. Person understands that that's his tafkid and that's his goal. He looks at this world with the correct proportions, correct balance. ויבויז לטייבס הגוי הבאימס, he's מבזה the טייבס, the גוי הבאימס, כי הסבל והיסורים יקבלו בעינה ויש מקוים המרוי,
he understands he's not a ben olam hazeh. This is not our place. We don't belong here, really. I'm a ben olam haba. Umeila chayv hayim baali zehut acheret. Gvo yosed. If I have an elevated existence, not like theirs. He lives his life based on world views of emes. Gamim poil bepoil. לא יצליח להגיע לשלמות הנדרשת ממנו. This is so important. I can't tell you this is. Even though he won't get to the shlemus that's demanded of him, אין זה סתירה לשאיפות הרצונות. It's no stir to your שאיפות הרצונות. Everybody must have experienced this. You get an inspired, you get an uplift on a Yom Kippur, whatever, you go Yerushia, whatever. There's tekufas in our lives, we get enormously inspired and we decide that's it. You know, you read a Godel book and that's it, you get all inspired and you're gonna do this now and whatever, and whatever, it doesn't always actualize. And we get very frustrated. There's no reason to get frustrated, that's what he's telling you here. Just because you weren't able to achieve your ritzonus isn't a reason to break down and get miserable and depressed. On the contrary, you had the yearning, you had the inspiration, bank it and carry on doing what you're capable of doing. You had a taste of the ideal, you had a yearning for the ideal, but go back to your real, go back to who you really are and try and function where you're supposed to be functioning. There's no contradiction to our yearnings and aspirations. For cocaine. שאין זו סתירה לתפילה שהוא יאכל וצריך לפלל, לא איזה זוכס לכל אלו. So you have to daven for it. It doesn't mean you stop davening. However ridiculous your שאיפות are. Well, not one but once asked me, can you finish Shas in a month? I said, no. He says, if Hashem will help you to do it because he wants to, you'll be able to do it. I said, of course. He said, no, you think he doesn't want to help you? So why aren't you doing it? You want to do it, start. Where will you get to? I don't know, but at least yearn to do it and daven that Hashem should help you. And if he helps you, you'll do it. He said, if I give you $1 million, you do it as well, no? He's right.
But you have to believe when that with person it's possible. The problem is people don't believe it's possible. Even in the
That's excellent. That's pshat in yegati ul velo metzati al tamin. You know why? Why do you mean? What do you mean, lo tamin? I know that there was yegati. I know how hard I worked. But I didn't achieve it. Why not? Because you weren't yegati. Because you didn't believe you could. Somebody tries to do something he doesn't believe he can do. But if Hashem helps you, you can do it. If Hashem asks you to jump to the moon, you can jump to the moon. If Hashem asks you to do it, he'll help you do it. First, you can do it. You can do anything if Hashem will help you. So why do you think Hashem doesn't want to help you? Because we don't ask. We don't believe. We don't let him in. It'll only help you do what you need to do. It won't help you jump to the moon, because there's no point in jumping to the moon. But if it was a mitzvah to jump to the moon, you'd be able to jump to the moon.
A person could extend their arm across the river.
Anything. What are you talking about?
Bring in Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay. You don't have to look that far. You live in your own life. Only secher shebachol yoyim veyoyim, every morning, and we say three times a day in Moedim, we say v'alni flo secher v'alni secher v'nef secher shebachol yoyim, chol yoyim, every moment. One of the mysteries that the doctors and the scientists have never been able to discover, and they probably never will, is how do the cells in the body know what they're supposed to do? There's one cell, and then it splits into two, and then it splits into four, and it splits into six, and each one of those cells are identical. Then half a cell, when the cells split, they don't split into half, two half cells, they split into two whole cells. And each cell has all the information that every other cell has. So how does the nose know to be a nose and not a toe? Wandering around with a toe, yeah, and a, in every goof, in every body, in every human being, every cell knows what it's supposed to do. How does it know that? The scientists can't tell you that. They don't know how that works. They know that it happened. They know that every cell contains all the information that every cell has. The entire genetic code of the entire universe is in each cell. It has to be that way. Well, not for now. That's not a discussion now. But they don't know why it does. No way they know how the toe knows to be a toe and how the ear knows how to be an ear. They have no clue how that works. But that's the way it is.
They also don't
in
know
that nose, so just 1 second, in that nose is everything you need to regrow the entire body. You could take that cell and you could regrow the entire body. The Mekubalim say you could recreate the entire universal experience. Because if everything's contained in everything, so everything must be there. So there was a certain astrophysicist who cottoned onto this, because that's what astrophysicists are discovering, that everything contains everything. And he came to the following amazing conclusion. He could have gone to Cheder, they would have taught him this, but it took him 40 years and a PhD to work this out. He came to the conclusion, it's amazing, I just heard this from Rav Tetz recently. He came to the enormous conclusion that if everything contains everything, and we see that there's consciousness in the universe, we see there's an intelligent consciousness in the universe, Horaya, here I am. Yeah? It must be that the entire universe and every aspect of the universe has consciousness and intelligence. Well done, good morning. Knew that. But they just, that's what they just discovered scientifically. But they have no idea how that works. It's a pillar. Absolute clear awesome. Explain to me how over 50 billion years of evolution, okay, the cells, and it never gets it wrong. It never got it wrong. No one ever grew a nose out of his toe. Or walking around with a foot on top of his head. But that's what should happen. If this was just random, and you look at the system, it's an amazing, it's mind-boggling. Just being Makayim Shara Bechina a little bit. What do you want to say? Sorry.
They also don't know when that the cells, a perfectly healthy cell will all of a sudden kill itself.
Yeah. So no, there's many things I don't know. You can write a whole list of what they don't know.
It goes to show that the human body is pre-programmed to die at a certain point.
Correct.
So
yeah, that we know.
A person could live to 90 or they could live to 500. And the controller, whoever is programming the cell, can make it do it. So life expectancy is not tied to what we think is normal.
That's a peladi kazakh, no? It's a peladi kazakh. Peladi kazakh. The Yisemach, lefi midas shifaseinu, lefi goydel lakisufim, v'ahishtoikakois, v'oisem midas niske la'al litalot gambo elama maisa. More than this. Take the subject one step further. According to the extent of our she'ifas and the godless of our what's kisufim v'hishtoikakus. So what he wants here. Anybody want to help? Huh? Kisufim v'hishtoikakus. Yearnings, again yearnings, yeah, we've got lots of words for yearnings. There's she'ifas, there's ritzoinos, there's Hishtaikakus, desires, yearnings, aspirations, whatever you want to translate them as. Huh? A chukka is a desire. You know, it's hard. The Eskimos have got lots of words for snow. We got lots of words for aspirations. Yeah. According to that extent, we'll be zeichet to grow and grow and get higher and higher in the lamaisa. Aliba demes hishtoike kuzu makrive umeira leinu. Kaimes imre ba'olam hashayif leis general yesikush ye chayil tov. Somebody who yearns to be a general, yeah, he'll be a good soldier. Somebody who just desires to be a good soldier, he'll be a nothing. In our language, we say that a person yearns to be like the Chofetz Chaim, you know, he might be as good as himself. If he yearns to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he'll be the Chofetz Chaim. Kasher Adam Chaim mitoich imunu v'shiif v'kiv v'yom v'hu yamo itachas achupim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person's waiting and yearns and knows that the day is going to come where he's going to be under the chuppah with Hashem. I'm not another niva midas. I'm not another member of the human race. Ela ben melech. I'm a Yisrael oived Hashem. I'm not from the medabrim. Hamoited legodless v'netzoyres v'alev l'sagel atzmoi ginune malchus. Therefore, he has to live according to the protocols of kingship, not according to the protocols of our people living in the street. I'm not from the human race. I'm nothing to do with the human race. I'm not a human. They'll cut that piece out and publish it and quote, you know, Shul said he's not human. We're not human. We're Yisrael Oved Hashem. Hagoyin Reb Shimon David Pinkas Atzala Yiragel Loyim Ki Itochenu Laosid Lov O Natzliach Letzeit Zakayin Bedin Shel Maale Betayne Ki Defimatze Vado O Yechleinu Lamoid Ben Yisayoyin. He used to say, when you get up into Shemayim and they ask you why you didn't know what you do, you'd probably be able to get off by just saying, listen, did you know what was going down, gone down there? We're talking about, you know, 2018. Have you any idea what it's like being a Jew in 2018? What chance did I have? He said, you may be able to get off based on that time. Ha'inyois, ha'sevel v'yisurim, ta'aviru etanu al doteinu val das koneinu ulam. So, all the yisurim and the suffering and the nisoinus, the terrible nisoinus that we have in this generation, I couldn't. I wasn't matzliach, you're right, I was honest. Ulam al inyan echad lo natzliach lano is bedin shel ma'ala. But there's one thing you're not going to be able to get out of, you're not going to be able to have an excuse for. Why didn't you want to grow? Why didn't you want to be better? You couldn't, said, I'll let you off. Couldn't, understand. I set up all the problems for you, you couldn't. But you're going to one time, they're going to ask you, why didn't you want to be great? Why didn't you want to be better? Why did you squash those sheifers? Why did you kvetch and make into a dwarf your sheifers? Why don't we believe in ourselves? Why don't we mun in ourselves? Who we are, what koichus we have, greater than the Malachim. Because we're the son of the King of Kings. When the Ostrov of Aaron Leib Zatzal, are you trying to be the God of Lador? He said, no, I'm trying to be a makover for the Shechina. It bothered me. I was at a hesped last night. It bothered me. Where did he get that from? He was 20 years old. Where did he get that from? I think it's, once again, just Derech Limud Olai, Shala Gid. Is this Tana de Be'eliyahu? Chayv Adam Loibe, Matai Gia Maisel, Maisel, Avoisa Avram Yitzel, Yaakov. They were a makover for the Shechina. So I want to know, when am I going to get there? So I have a sheifa to be the makover for the Shechina. You'll get there, you won't get there, I don't know, but every day I have to want to be a makover for the Shechina. How's that for a sheifa? That's a proper sheifa. Why did you take your sheifas and make them little? Why did you make yourself this small? But Tzavasai Hamufla Shel Baal Sheirish Baal Yesod Sheirish Vavoida. And Moitzim Dova Pella, in the wool, there's often very, very enlightening documents, the wools of people. You see what godless a person can achieve just by reading their tzovahs. The Baal Yosod Cheresh Vavoyde, who mazires hachevra kedisha ba'azorus chamurois, ki lo yuchus al kvoidoi. Ulacha patirosa yibtsu bo es kol dalet misses based him. They asked him to have no rachmonos on his covered when they bury him. And after his patiru, he wanted them to conduct on him dalet misses based him. Bashur chaytav a poshaya v'chayv es kol misses based him. He was chayv, he held kol for misses based him, and therefore they wanted him to do it. K'mol kainu mazik ki lo yichtovu al matzavoy ze shum ta'arim. Nothing on the tzava, nothing on the. If you go look at the Aaron Leib's matzeva, someone showed me a picture yesterday. The new matzeva they just put up. It says what he wanted to be said. It was like just at the bottom. It says this was written, engraved on the matzeva. This was done in accordance with the tzava. People shouldn't think afterwards that we don't give proper cover to our gedolim. In three generations, they'll come and look and they'll say, "Ma, they don't write. You're supposed to write many great things about the gedolim on the." On the Metzeva, that people will come and get inspiration from it. So they wrote on the Metzeva that this was written in accordance with his instructions. That don't think for one moment that, you know, that Yarres Rabban and Lepstein. That's it. Nothing else. Kela Otsu. You look at the other Gedolim's Metzeva, there's their speeches there. But all he said, he would allow them to write on his Metzeva. Ki ha'amin b'Hashem Yisbarach kamo Moshe Rabbeinu. That you can write on Matzeva. That I had a mun in Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. Vadovu Pella. Mitzarechadu toin balahat. Ku Roshe v'poshe v'chayv dalet Mrs. Beisti. On the one hand, in his wall, he says he's a Roshe and he's chayv dalet Mrs. Beisti. Yeah? Umitzad sheni, ledvarov, umamin bakosh bochum Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholom. On the other hand, he's a mamin like Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholom. One second, what were you besides being schizophrenic? Well, we're talking about the Baal Yosod Cheresh Avodah. Elohu Asher Iman, it's exactly what we say. Baal Yosod Cheresh Avodah lefi dagosa ha'atzuma, chash kedain lo mile es chovoysov klap Hashem Yisborach. According to his great level, he felt he hadn't fulfilled his obligations to Hashem properly. Vadain rochoku ad ma'oid me'atachlis, far away from having achieved my purpose in this world that I came here for. Ach ein ze soise es ha'imuna b'Hashem? That's not a steer to the imuna that I have in Hashem. That doesn't mean that I have a relationship in every aspect of my life with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's no stira. You have to work that through yourself to disentangle these two sugyas and keep them separate, because they get very entangled in our lives. My guess is if you haven't worked on this, they're very entangled right now. Very entangled. The performance and the relationship we see as one. They're not. Amlam the day to chaytiv a poshaya ve'enenu matzliach lamamesh es haemunu b'Hashem ve'es ha'aver alav inachinami. I'm a chayt and I'm a poshaya and I'm not able to fulfill and actualize my emunah in Hashem and the love that I have for Him. Ulam dover ze'enu goyrim lo l'tnois hamoichin o l'tzimtzum ha'asogus. It didn't cause him to minimize and make small and mitzamtzim his aspirations and his musogim, what he's achieving, what he's trying to grow to. Every minute he has an imunah and a yearning, he's going to give up his life for Hashem. Ubeemes haimunah atzmim vadveik as apshuta b'Hashem. Meshamshim kivreach tikun hamavreach min hakotze lakotze b'seif. Alright, you know what, let's stop there and we'll go into the soft kids. Enough here today for one day.
Very
important
work from
enormous for anyone who has aspirations and yearnings and wants to be great. He's going to encounter enormous frustration along the way, and it's going to be very hard to stay happy and besimcha when he's not achieving what he set out to achieve, and to continue yearning and striving. The only way he can do this is to make these two completely separate sugyas, even though the muskel rishon in the longness of it doesn't make sense. You have to make that for him, otherwise you can't.
The best condition that you can find in the one to find a good have, a good.
A vada the ishtadis has to be proper ishtadis. Yeah. We're not talking about the ishtadis, we're talking about the sheifa, the yearning. A vada, you can't lie in bed the whole day and say, yeah, I wanted to learn, and I couldn't. You've got to get up, like you said, go find a rov, go bar gemara, start learning.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.